USA Radio News.
U.S. wages may be going up, but so is the price of everything else. Lance Pry reports.
U.S. wages are increasing, but not nearly enough to keep up with the soaring costs of gasoline and rent. According to a new analysis by the Urban Institute, by January, rents in the average metropolitan area had increased 15% over the prior year. Hourly wages only rose about 5% over that same time frame.
From Washington, House Democrats have put forth multiple proposals which would send direct payments to Americans to help offset high gas prices. The plans are similar to the COVID-19 stimulus checks. The national daily average of gasoline has been more than $4 per gallon for 2 weeks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has tested positive for COVID-19 and will not travel with President Biden to Europe. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin said she would consider replacing Alaska Representative Don Young in the U.S. House. Young died on Friday at the age of 88 and is set to lie in state in the Capitol on March 29th. The former VP candidate spoke to Newsmax.
Think of those huge shoes that are to be filled when we consider Don Young's longevity and his passion, his love, his fighting spirit for our wonderful state of Alaska and for the nation as a whole. If I were asked to serve in the House and take his place, I would be humbled and honored, and I would.
President Joe Biden's pick for U.S. Supreme Court testified for the second day on Capitol Hill Tuesday. Ketanji Brown Jackson defended her sentencing of child porn offenders when some lawmakers accused her of being weak.
Nothing could be further from the truth.
And grocery workers across Southern California are casting ballots, which moves them one step closer to authorizing a strike. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book, It's All in Your Head, it goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
GM has issued more recalls.
Over 740,000 General Motors SUVs are being recalled due to a headlight issue. The GMC Terrain vehicles made between 2010 and 2017 have headlight beams that can be too bright and cause glare for oncoming drivers. The NHTSA saying reflections on the headlight housing are to blame for the brightness. GM had asked all regulators to avoid a recall but were denied. Owners should begin to receive recall notices in late April. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In other automotive news, Toyota will idle production at its southwestern Indiana assembly plant for 5 days in April because of supply chain disruptions. On those days, the 7,200-member Princeton workforce can report for work for other tasks, use a paid time off day, or take unpaid time. The parents of an accused school shooter in Michigan have been assigned two independent attorneys. James and Jennifer Crumley returned to court on Tuesday. Each is charged with 4 counts of manslaughter in the Oxford High School shooting, which killed 4 students and injured several more. Prosecutors say the Crumleys purchased the gun for their son a few days before the shooting and did not keep the gun in a secure and locked area. The Crumleys are due back in court on April 5th. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.